Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Can the president help to simplify and make more practical and less terrifying the application process for college and the costs of a higher education?
Higher education cannot be a luxury. It's an economic imperative. Every American family should be able to afford to get it.
The president is touring some college towns with solid institutions that may get overlooked by families driven by competition, Ivy League reputations, and the dizzying array of college media rankings, everything from most prestigious college to best quality college to best sports programs to best party school, many, many more. Over the last three decades, the average tuition at a four-year college has tripled. Students who take out loans graduate with an average of $26,000 in debt. Obama's plan would link federal aid to educational outcomes through a new college rating system, an index that would rank schools according to tuition, graduation rates, and debt. Schools with high rankings would get more affordable loans and larger federal grants.
Colleges that keep their tuition down and are providing high-quality education are the ones that are going to see their taxpayer funding go up.
President Obama wraps up his tour today with a visit to Binghamton University in New York and a final stop at Lackawanna College in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Joining us now from Binghamton is Catherine Dura, who will be a senior at Binghamton High School this year. She's already started her college search along with her father, Dr. Paul Dura. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
So how do you view this terrifying prospect of higher education? I gather it hits you in the wallet, Dr. Dura. Is that right?
It certainly does.
And when you think about, I want my daughter to get into a great school, do you even think about the money part? Does the ranking issue, the question of the quality school come first, and then you look at the sticker shock and see what it is you've dreamed of here?
I think naturally one is going to think about the schools and the quality and the name and initially, just like when shopping for a car. But then, yes, there will be the sticker shock when one realizes how much the prices have changed since I was going through the process, for example. But it does factor in. It certainly plays a role.
Catherine, what do you think in terms of your college future? Do you think finances or do you think sort of quality education, the kind of experience you want to have, or do you want a guarantee of a job when it's all over with?
I mostly look for what kind of programs they have and how strong they are, but then usually that translates to internships, so maybe getting my foot in the door for a future job.
Do the rankings have anything to do with your ability to get internships, connect with actual employers?
I would assume they do, yes.
But can you tell? I mean, what's the school that you're looking at right now, and what do the rankings tell you, if anything, about your actual post-college likelihood of getting a job?
I've been looking at University of Pennsylvania, for example, and I know that they have many strong internships, especially for strong students who show initiative. I would hope that that would lead to a job because I know many students take their internships and use that to go into fields that they would like to do in the future.
Catherine, when you think about your friends and family members the prospect of an Ivy League education, what does your experience tell you there? Good idea? Bad idea?
It seems to be a good idea, but then at the same time, you have to remember how much it costs since there are no scholarship or merit-based aid whatsoever.
Do you know someone who's having that experience right now?
Yes, I do. I know a few seniors who are going to Ivy Leagues.
And the costs are just mind-boggling, right?
Oh, yes. Their families are very stressed about how they're going to afford it.
Is that fair for families to have to go through that kind of stress at a moment that just a generation ago was just kind of pure joy, right, Doctor?
Oh, I wouldn't say it was pure joy, but it is a stressful time. And I think it was stressful, you know, several years ago when I went through it, and it's always stressful. The cost has always been an issue, but perhaps now it's even more so because of the huge increased rates of tuition, you know, above that of the rate of inflation.
But I certainly don't remember going off to school feeling like I was closing a mortgage.
Right, that's true. But certainly there's always a loan that were necessary even back when. And certainly the amount of debt that students are coming out with now is a lot higher than it was back then, I believe.
As a doctor and as someone who tries to investigate outcomes, is it easy for you to determine the performance of schools on criteria that matter to you and your daughter, ability to get employment, income potential, ability to pay off the debt, ability to network within a group of people who might end up hiring you, that sort of thing?
It's very difficult to ascertain that when looking at colleges online, when attending even the college information days and tours that are available, there isn't data for that, or at least good data. Certainly we have the old data that from U.S. News and World Report type of things with selectivity and the graduation rates and the student-faculty ratios and things of that nature, but it really doesn't always translate into what happens post-college.
Catherine, have you visited any schools yet?
Yes, I visited 3 colleges so far.
And is there anything about them that just kind of seduces and charms you and makes all of your, I'm going to take a hard look at this place, all those instincts, just they go out the window because you see some nice library or an athletic field or I don't know. How do the schools charm you?
Well, they'll always mention the studying abroad. That one's always a popular one. And they always show the typical pictures of students with throwing frisbees on the quads and showing the freshman dorms. Those are usually the hard selling points for the colleges that I've seen.
Welcome to our utopia, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Guidance counselors tell us that they're frustrated with the various ranking programs, even the ones that your dad just mentioned, the U.S. News and World Report rankings, because they create a false sense that there's only 10 decent schools and the rest are, for losers, and that makes it very, very difficult to present a wide range of options for the very diverse students graduating these days. What do you think the federal government could do to simplify this process? Catherine, and then I'll talk to your dad.
Well, I think it'd be good to take a more overall approach when it comes to the colleges to see if it's really what is the best, I don't want to say deal, but almost what's the most all-inclusive, the best overall. Because, of course, the education has to be very strong, the programs have to be strong, but you also have to take into account cost and other factors.
Dr. Dura.
I feel that, as I said, there's it'd be beneficial to have better measures of some sort, and also, in that sense, also an accountability for the colleges. So an objective measure or objective scale would be welcomed. It wouldn't be the end-all, but it'd certainly be another factor, I think, in consideration.
Well, Dr. Dura, it sounds like your daughter is college-bound.
I think so.
You got that going for you.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Grades are staying pretty good there, Catherine?
Thus far, yes.
Test scores okay?
Yep.
And are your parents on your case a lot right now these months?
I would say so, yes.
I would say so, yes. Well, have a great rest of the summer, because this year is going to be something.
Thank you. I'll try to enjoy it.
Catherine Dura and Dr. Paul Dura talking to us about their view of the college entrance experience as the president arrives in their community. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
President Obama this week tried to see things from the student perspective. Most students, he says, are not like our new friend Catherine in Binghamton.
One of the problems we found is that a lot of students, because in part they're not well informed, they're taking out a lot of loans, but they're not thinking through how fast they need to graduate. They never graduate. They can't pay back the loans. That means the taxpayer is getting stuck and the young person is no better off than they would have been. They're worse off.
How are you evaluating all of this from well outside the White House ivory tower?
My name is Sheila. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. And as a non-traditional college student, I looked at the schools that had the elementary program available and then the cost. And last, I looked at the class size. I never really focused on the rank, though.
And Chris in Poolsville, Maryland, shares his ranking. Number one, does the school offer a good education in your desired program of study? Number two, is it cost-effective? Number three, how does the school rank overall? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and be a part of the conversation. Find us, too, at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.